to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And we are back on the Blitz. Crispy chicken, sizzling bacon, Monterey Jack cheese, and tangy honey mustard. Now that's how Whataburger does a club sandwich.
Bro, Whataburger.
The Blitz is giving away $50 prize packs from Whataburger this week. Listen to win and try the Whataburger Honey Mustard What a Chicken Club for free here for a limited time.
I need to try that.
Yeah, well, we're going to be giving one of these away very soon.
I'm in that cycle where I only get the same things at Whataburger every time I go. There's like...
I just get burgers there. That's it. I love the burgers.
I get either like a double Whataburger with grilled onions and jalapenos, or I get a patty melt, which is probably my favorite. That's my go-to is patty melt. But then sometimes I like the honey barbecue chicken strip sandwich. That thing is super good. But you can't
try that.
You can't eat it on the road though, because you'll have barbecue sauce on your shirt, and that's always embarrassing.
Well, that's why I'm always just going for the burger, because it's a safe eat while you're driving.
Yeah,
but you probably shouldn't eat and drive. But sometimes you're in a hurry.
That's true.
That's why those places exist. 713-780-ESPN.
Don't you judge me for eating and driving.
No, I only judge you for throwing crap out the window and pissing off old men and Priuses.
It was an apple core. I threw an apple core out the window.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago, and an old man chased him down in a Prius. Which, if you're driving a Prius, then you and I probably are mortal enemies anyway.
Yeah.
But, oh well. 713-780-ESPN. I wanted to mention something real quick, because we haven't had a chance to talk much about the Astros, but nice job this weekend sweeping my Jays, and Lance McCullers up. So get a chance to see another one of these young guys who hopefully will turn out to be good.
Yeah.
But he's pitching tonight. I went to the game Saturday, and I got to say, the game day experience there, I don't know if I'm going back this year.
What?
Unless
what's
I,
wrong with
well,
it?
I have a friend
I haven't been this year, but what's the problem?
I have a friend who has really good seats, so when he goes and I go with him, they're like right behind the dugout on the right field side.
Okay.
I'll go. But we went last minute. We decided after the race, after American Pharoah won, which we'll get to at some point today.
Not close either.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to get into. We'll dive into that next hour. But after we won the race, we said, okay, let's go to the game. And so Val just bought a ticket, and I used my pass, and we just went and sat up in the nosebleeds where there are no beer guys. They make it really hard on you to get beer, which I think is crazy. And so all the lines for the beer were ridiculous. And it was a pretty good crowd, too, for a Saturday night. But people... when you go to games, whether it's basketball or football or baseball, do not go to your seats while the game is going on. All you have to do is wait until, wait between, even between batters is fine. But I literally could not watch the game after three innings. We finally left and just went and sat and did a bar hop around Minute Maid and watched the game on the TVs, because you couldn't see anything of the game because people would not sit down the entire time.
Yeah.
They just keep getting up. During pitching, I know down low they hold up the sign, so you can't actually do it until the at-bat's over. But it made it just a ridiculous experience. It wasn't any fun at all, and I don't think I'm going back, because I don't go to a game to look at your ass the whole time. And I this is like the third time this has happened, and finally we didn't even stay in the seats. We just got up and left and went somewhere else. So guys, if you're going to games. And you're probably the same people who are leaning back in the planes because you don't care about anybody else except for yourself. But some people are actually there trying to watch the team and watch the game. You can wait 30 seconds of your life before you go sit down. Just wait till either the inning's over or even between batters. That's all you got to do. No, get up five times. And then people are in the wrong seat, so they're having to get up and move, and those people are standing up. And literally for three innings, I maybe got to see four pitches.
Yeesh.
So.
Yeah, that's one thing that I like about like hockey. You go to a hockey game or a basketball game, when it's live, you can't go back to your seat. You're stuck there waiting. You know, if you had to go to the bathroom or the concession stand, you wait until the play's dead, then you can go down. Baseball,
the Rockets games that I've gone to, though,
they're not enforcing that.
No,
really.
The same thing happened to not the last game I went to.
Were you sitting up upper level?
Upper level, yeah.
Yeah, the upper level, they don't care.
Well, upper level, those people are actually fans. It's the ones when you're down low. Those are the ones that are walking in front of you the whole time.
But those are also people who there's money on. I mean, that's who's bringing in money.
Yeah.
So
they can do whatever they want. But it was, to me, and plus they have a bunch of stuff closed on that upper level now. I can understand Bluebell being closed. That one doesn't surprise
Super
me.
Super unfortunate, though.
But, yeah, it just...
Can you at least get, like, a little mini helmet filled with hot fudge and sprinkles?
I don't think so.
Damn.
I think that's gone forever, or at least for a while. But they just had a lot of stuff closed, and it was just... And the place feels dirty now. That stadium feels dirty to me. And it's not old enough to feel dirty. Anyway, that's my rant. I just wanted to go and watch some baseball. Instead, I got to see a bunch of people getting up and down and not paying any attention to the game. I'm glad they actually had a crowd, though. That was good. 713-780-ESPN. And see, I'm getting texts from the idiots who do that. It's like, oh, just suck it up. No, I'm not paying money to watch you get up and down. You're just not going to get it. So I hope that there's some people listening here who actually have been going to games.
Well, to be fair, you did use your press pass. You could have gone and sat in the press box where that
could
doesn't
have.
Happen.
Yeah, but I don't have to sit around people I don't like. But
that's true.
I actually chose to sit with my wife. But I could have gone wherever I wanted, but I just wanted to watch the game. What's wrong with that? I get that some people go to be social. That's fine. But I just want to watch a baseball game. And no fun whatsoever. 713-780.
You sure you're not just salty because the Blue Jays lost?
No, I wanted the Astros to win. Now, last year when the Astros were garbage and the Jays were decent, I wanted the Jays to win.
Okay.
This year, since it's the other way around, I wanted the Astros to win.
Okay.
No,
you didn't show up in Jay's gear?
No, I did not.
Okay,
my wife was actually wearing her Astros jersey.
Okay, so good.
The
front runners.
Hey, man, I've always been an Astros fan. Even not so much the last few years. I've gotten sick of them, but can you blame me?
No.
Funny, though, I did get an email from one of our listeners who was complaining about the exact same thing happened to them Saturday when they went to the game. And I'm kind of like, they had to get up and leave. So just a hint, if people around you are getting up and leaving, you probably suck as a human being. Anyway, and I was in a great mood Saturday, man. I made the people some money on the Preakness. I gave them the pick four.
Yeah.
I gave them the pick three. And for $10, I gave them a $240 trifecta.
Nice.
So
that was pretty solid to the people.
Yeah. I'm glad. I got a lot of people who tweeted me that they did that.
Is there a Triple Crown winner?
Talk about that next hour.
Okay.
I think there's a possibility. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.